Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Harper. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Earl Clark. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Hornsby moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg strikes out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground for a single. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 0 in the game. English hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby is hit by the pitch. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richborg moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Richborg scores. Moranville goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Braves. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Gonzalez and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Moore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Cantwell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cantwell. Moore moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Grimm scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Braves, 3. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gonzalez scores. McMillan moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Cubs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Heathcott reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. English moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to home to get English. Heathcott moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cantwell strikes out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richborg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. English hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie James pinch hits for Freddie McGuire. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bernie James now playing second base. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hornsby hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Heine Mueller pinch hits for Ben Cantwell. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richborg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. English fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Mueller moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone has Mueller trapped. There's the throw to Gonzalez and over to McMillan, who tags Mueller for the out. Moranville moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Stevenson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. McMillan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on McMillan. Moranville scores. Sisler goes all the way around to score. Harper moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Braves, 5. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Cooney now pitching. Danny Taylor pinch hits for Johnny Moore. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Danny Taylor now playing right field. Cliff Heathcote now playing center field. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Jack Smith pinch runs for Zach Taylor. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Sparrer now catching. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan strikes out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. English moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English tags and moves to third. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moranville is called out on strikes. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Grimm hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cooney, and towards Moranville, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James is walked intentionally. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hornsby scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 4 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. Malone moves to second. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got one RBI. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James fields it and throws to second for the out. Malone moves to third. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Richborg bunts towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooney moves to second. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooney tags and moves to third. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Harper is walked intentionally. Moranville moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Grimm strikes out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. James scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. James hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heathcote. James reaches second base with a double. Al Spurrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurrer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Spurrer reaches second base with a double. James scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.